Okay, and we have our guest in the studio. Thanks for coming in today. Kay Green, who is the executive director of the Champaign-Urbana Ballet Company. We're very excited to have you here.
Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks so much for inviting me. I'm very excited to talk about CU Ballet and the Nutcracker. It's my favorite thing.
Okay, well, I thought it might be.
Yes. So
I thought that'd be a good thing to invite you in for. So why don't you start out by introducing yourself to the listeners?
Okay, well, I'm Kay Green, and I'm the executive director of Champaign-Urbana Ballet. And I've been with it's a small nonprofit organization for 12 years now. Hmm. And I kind of just stumbled onto it. I had never heard of it before, and I had never been to a ballet before. And my husband knew more about ballet, being a former football player for Illinois, than I had ever heard about ballet. And so I met the artistic director, Deanna Doty, and we connected right away. And I just began helping them out on a part-time basis, and it just grew into this great job that I love so much. You know, you get to work with the kids that are there, the dancers who range from, you know, ages. Well, some of them are not in the Nutcracker, but they start as young as 3 when they're down in the studio taking the classes at the academy. But those that are in the cast, they're ages 5 to party dads who are, well, they won't like this, but some of them in their 50s, right? And so it's a broad range of ages and different backgrounds, and it's just fun working with them and then raising money. You know, mm-hmm. you get to go and talk about the ballet, and it's more than just ballet. The mentorship that happens, the internship programs, the volunteerism, that's what CU Ballet is. Mm-hmm. It's really a community organization, all coming together to bring this beautiful form of art to the stage, and people get to be taken away for an hour or two, right?
And just one more thing that this community offers that so many communities of the Champaign-Urbana size don't have.
This is true. You don't have to go to Chicago to see the Nutcracker. Mm-hmm. We have it right here, and it is magnificent. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. The first time I saw it, I cried. When the snow began to fall, and it was so beautiful. Deanna Doty Warfel, actually, she's was married a couple years ago to our scenic designer, Andy Warfel. We're very blessed to have him on board as well. But she is just so talented. You know, the thing I love about her most is she always sets a young dancer up for success. So she'll never put a dancer in a role that she doesn't know with all her heart that they're going to just shine. And I love that about her. She always puts them in the perfect role, and you watch them and think, oh, I would have never thought of that. Mm-hmm. I would have never thought that Eli was so animated and so talented and could just tell this beautiful story on stage just with, you know, his mimes, because of course there's no speaking in ballet, right? But you still have to tell the story. So I love that about her, is she her life is those dancers, are those dancers, and she just, you know, raises them up, and they dance beautifully, but yet they're organized. They, you know, they're bright kids who work hard, who learn responsibility and the importance of commitment and perseverance. I love that.
Yeah, you know? We'll dig into the details of the Nutcracker in a minute. Are there other performances that you do during the year?
Yes, we have a spring performance at the Virginia Theater. Mm-hmm. It's always the first weekend in May. I think it's May 2nd and 3rd this year, and we're doing Cinderella. So that's a family favorite. Mm-hmm. And then we also have one of my favorite things that we do is we have what we call a student production, and that it's at Parkland at the Harold and Jean Mine Theater at Parkland. Mm-hmm. And our older dancers, and those, their age range of 15 to 19, they take on the role of director, choreographer, producer. And they put on the show with the younger dancers who become the stars on the stage. Mm-hmm. And so they get their Time to Shine. So it's a great mentoring program. And the older dancers learn about, oh my gosh, this is what Miss Deanna and Miss Kay do every year. We have to worry about, do we have enough money? We have to worry about, oh, is the program done? Oh, there's so many things, right, that come into putting together a production. Mm-hmm. And I'm just talking about my part of it. You know, Andy Warfel and Deanna, they have their own part, right, with the actual show, the artistry, the lights, and the backstage, and all of that. And I'm on the administrative end. Mm-hmm. And so I love it. It's just makes me happy. Makes my heart happy.
Well, that comes through pretty well.
Thank you.
It really does.
Thank you.
So where do all these dancers come from?
Yeah. All over. Champaign County mostly, but we also have dancers, you know, they come from Piatt County, sometimes McLean County. Dancers will come train with us, and yeah, all over and all ages. Mm-hmm. And it's wonderful. And for the Nutcracker, you know, we have auditions every fall. It's always the weekend after Labor Day in September. And we'll take dancers from all over. They come from other studios, not just the Champaign Ballet Academy, which is the official school for Champaign-Urbana Ballet. They'll come from other studios as well, and they'll audition and they get cast.
Well, where do you practice?
We practice in the studios of Champaign Ballet Academy, which is over on Clark Road. I know, I didn't know it was there either.
Yeah.
So it's a little gem, quite the treasure there. And they have two studios, and we rehearse there. And then, of course, we move into the Krannert and for Tech Week, and the kids are always amazed about how big the stage is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is pretty impressive.
It's pretty impressive.
There.
But they adjust quickly.
And you have a live orchestra then?
We do not. Do not have a live orchestra. That all stopped right after COVID. We came back a little quicker than they did. And so we've never quite gotten ourselves in a financial position to support that expense. Yeah. Yeah. I love the orchestra. Yes. Everyone does.
Yeah.
But also, you know, it's expensive.
Oh, yeah.
And we're a small organization trying to put on a ballet, a new ballet, too, very so often, correct? So,
tell us the specifics as when can we see it?
So the Nutcracker opens on Thursday, December the 5th at Krannert Center, and it plays through Sunday, December 8th. And there are six performances. So Thursday night, Friday night, two on Saturday, and two on Sunday.
And is it the same cast every night, or do the...
So we swap them out. So we have what we call a blue and a red cast, right? So one cast performs opening night and both matinees, and the opposite cast performs Friday, all the evenings, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So that's good, right? It's important to have that, because it's cold and flu season, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
And it
in
seems
case
like
anybody gets
every now and again that happens. And you know, I just I do want to give a shout out to our volunteers, because we have all of our costumes are handmade, hand sewn. Deanna Doty designs them, you know, conceptualizes them and designs them, and then these volunteers jump on and make them.
Wow.
And they're just gorgeous, right?
Oh my gosh.
And
so, you can't see the picture, but we can.
Yeah. Right. And so those are all handmade. And so it takes thousands of hours for these costumes. And then when we get to Krannert, we have this big room, the opera room, where all the children are, right? Ranging in ages from 5 to at least 12, sometimes 13. And they're the mice and the soldiers and the little dairy cows and dancers and other roles. And it takes a lot of moms to keep those kids corralled and get them in costume and makeup and on stage on time. And so we could not do it without them. And so we are forever grateful for all the hours that they give to us. It's just incredible to see them all working. And some of them have never seen the Nutcracker before. And then when they get to Krannert and they actually see the performance, they always come back and say, oh my gosh, Kay, now we know why you had all the rules and you kept communicating over and over and over, because when you get there, you have to be ready. Yeah. That's not the time to get ready, right? And so they didn't realize how big the Nutcracker was.
Yeah. And now you've been doing this for 12 years. Has it been going longer?
Yes. This is our 27th year.
Wow.
Doing that's the ballet. We missed 1 year because of COVID. We couldn't perform. But yeah, 27 years we've been putting on ballet. So there was a whole crew that was there setting that foundation and building that up long before I got there. I'm just trying to maintain and
keep
grow
it going. It,
you know.
Sure. And out of the 27 years, how many times did a kid steal the show?
27,
right. It's always those little ones that steal the show, right? I mean, Sugar Plum is always beautiful, and so is Clara, and everybody has such a special part in it, but those little children, when they come out, boy, you can just hear the audience just go, oh, you know, they're so sweet.
Yeah.
So
no, we can't really talk about the price of tickets, but they are available through the Krannert Center box office.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes. And you can go online, krannertcenter.com, mm-hmm. and get tickets or call the box office as well. Yeah. They're very helpful there.
Yeah. And if people want to learn more about the Champaign-Urbana Ballet Company, where do they go for that?
CUBallet.com. I would love to have them visit us there.
Yeah.
CUBallet.com.
Yeah. Yes. More interest in maybe other people wanting their kids to be in the production.
Yes. We'd love to see them.
Be a great experience.
Yes, it is, for a lot of reasons. Mm-hmm. But yeah. It really is.
Well, thank you so much for joining us
today.
Thank
you for having me. Really.
This has been great.
Yeah. Kay Green, Executive Director of the Champaign-Urbana Ballet Company, and look forward to seeing the production.
Thank you.